tasty.
I don't have any of my stuff with me, but I do have a laptop, which is enough to grab a microphone and record this. I thought it was worth talking about the beef between Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz and all of the neocons and the warhawks who are now beefing with Tucker, who they think, like some Mark Levin, Laura Loomer, many other people, who think that they're going to be able to convince everybody to support a war on Iran by attacking Tucker Carlson. It's actually backfiring spectacularly. And as far as I can see, Ted Cruz is being absolutely annihilated in these online spats. If you don't know, Ted Cruz did this interview with Tucker Carlson where Tucker, yes, he did ask a few like gotcha questions. He asked him about the population of Iran, which was one of the clips that was doing the round. Ted Cruz didn't know. Yeah. But the point is that by choosing to go on the offensive in this way, the neocons are absolutely kind of getting into a situation where exactly the things they don't want exposed or exactly those things that they should be, that have negative persuasive capability, are reaching the eyeballs of millions and millions of people. For example, one of the things that Tucker grilled Ted Cruz on was him taking money from AIPAC. And he draws attention to lobby money, and he says, shouldn't AIPAC be registered, as a foreign interest group or as a foreign foreign group, because ostensibly they're there for Israel. And he forced Ted Cruz to address that and to defend it. And now Ted Cruz is balls out defending AIPAC on his timeline. And all of these other people like Mark Levin and Laura Loomer and so on, they are amplifying this exchange. One of the things I've talked about many times is what I call dialectics and no dialogue. Okay, what that means is that if you get into a dialectical situation with an enemy, another group, you're actually onto a loser if you are representing the status quo position. Right, and I said this many times when people were arguing with various leftists about certain issues that they wanted, wedge issues that they wanted to push into the limelight, to push into the mainstream. By giving it focus, by debating them, you're actually, in a strange way, amplifying their message. Okay, and their message then gets into the subconscious mind, it kind of buries deep. This is how dialectics work. So you actually rely on your enemy engaging with your point of view to amplify it, and then lo and behold, you're actually losing in this exchange because you're getting an extreme position, I don't know, whatever it was, the transgender issue or whatever, you're getting that in front of more eyeballs than would have seen it otherwise. Now, because conservatives are losers, because conservatives don't understand any of these things, they always fall into these dialectical traps. And they're doing it again. And bizarrely, they've decided to try to go on the offense against Tucker Carlson. Right? They keep on calling him Chatsworth Carlson, and saying, "Oh, you've taken money from Qatar. You're not a patriot anymore, Tucker Carlson. You don't represent MAGA." Blah 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 blah. Now, unless you're an absolute boomer, none of these attacks on Carlson are going to land. What is going to land is the fact that Ted Cruz is taking so much money from AIPAC, and that AIPAC have so much control, or seem to have so much influence and power in U.S. politics, and they seem to control so many senators and congressmen, and that somebody like Ted Cruz actually is not speaking for the American people or for MAGA. He's speaking for this group that's giving him lots of money. And that is the message that Tucker Carlson wanted to amplify and get in front of the eyeballs of tens, hundreds, of millions of people. And it is exactly the message that Ted Cruz probably did not want to draw attention to. And now he's been suckered into a position where not only is that in front of the eyeballs of tens of millions of people, but also he's having to defend it and double down on it and tell the world, basically, yes, this is who I am. So it, to me, it's an absolutely flawless victory. Flawless victory for Tucker Carlson. He is absolutely smashing Ted Cruz in this exchange. And look, the people on the other side, they can bot their likes as much as they want. Everybody knows that sleazy GOP senators don't get tens of thousands of likes on tweets defending AIPAC. Okay, we know it's botted. We can also read all the comments of all of your favorite influencers absolutely smashing them on every single one of these points. Organic, real life influencers, independent influencers who aren't taking money from this sleazy network of blackmail and bribery. Remember I talked about the three B's? What was it? Blowjobs, blackmail, and bribery. And I've seen they're just getting absolutely destroyed. And at a moment where polls are coming out showing that only 16% of the public, or at most 18% of the public, support what they want to do here, they are getting absolutely, I mean, it's a slaughter, in metaphorical terms, in terms of the online discourse. I've never seen such an ineffective propaganda campaign as that being waged by the likes of Mark Levin at the moment, or Bill Mitchell, Ted Cruz, and all of these other people. And, you know, it's a sight to behold. I'm watching all these hundreds of paid off shills trying to convince the MAGA base that actually Lion Ted is the heart and soul of MAGA. It's this sleazeball, Ted Cruz, paid up swamp creature who betrayed everybody in 2020. Yeah, he's the heart and soul of the base. And Tucker Carlson, who was, you know, so true, he ended up being cancelled from Fox. Yeah, he's the traitor. He's not the real patriot. This is the gambit they've gone for, and it is spectacularly, and I mean spectacularly, blowing up in their faces, because there's more and more clips from this interview that Ted Cruz has done with Tucker get released. And as these people are having to defend what is effectively a blackmail network with a kind of iron grip. We talked about the iron law of oligarchy. They're having to defend this oligarchy in real time, and they're not able to do it. And the more they do it, the more they get stuck in this dialectical trap. Another really interesting aspect of this current discourse is that they're being hit both from the Young Turks and likes of Bernie Sanders, and from the, I guess you'd call, the populist left in this country. There's Aaron Bastani and people like that, George Galloway. They're being hit from that angle. Shoe on Head has been, you know, knocking it out of the park with this, and they're being hit by the online right as well, I guess you'd call it, or by people who broadly have been sympathetic to Trump, people who voted for Trump, by the MAGA base, people like, Alex Jones, and, you know, basically anybody who has integrity, anybody who is in this for actual principles, they've been getting hit from them as well. Okay, I should mention, I did not wish to say that I meant that Alex Jones necessarily is a pillar of integrity, because, let's not get into that. But anyway, it's been really fascinating to watch. And if you ask me, it's like a 0 out of 10 effort from the neocon side. Honestly, they look like they've just been caught on the hop here, and it's just a bloodbath. It's a bloodbath all up and down my timeline. Anyway, just a quick video. I didn't even have time to put together graphics today because I'm traveling, like I said. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency, promo code Scorcher, and I'll see you all next week. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now, have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.